Brendan Gatell, Dale Peen for Farah.
What do you think is the most important issue for people in your electorate?
I think it's the most important one in my electorate. I think it's across Australia, and it's job security and the people's futures in terms of securing their financial future, and making sure that we are going to have the jobs for the Australians and the people here.
And if elected, how will you and your party address this issue?
We want to invest in the Australian infrastructure, Australian manufacturing, using Australian money rather than getting foreign ownership, using the money that we send. We're investing overseas rather than investing in overseas, investing in our Australia. So in our farmers, in our manufacturing industry, there's not enough being done by that at the moment. And we increase those sectors, then there's more jobs available, it flows on.
What do you think is the greatest challenge facing Australia's next government?
I think it's probably bringing the economy into back into under control. I think it's been blown out, and I think there's a lot of spin going around about just how good it is, apparently. But I think bringing that under control is a major one. That's about securing Australia's future as well, bringing that economy under control.
Where will you be directing your preferences and why?
These days, it hasn't all been finalised. I've been in talks with our executives in Sydney, the decisions, we haven't come to a complete decision yet on that. We will be directing them away from the Greens and ALP and the major parties, obviously, just because, they're not doing the job they're meant to. They've got the opportunity in there at the moment to do a job, and they're not doing it. So.
And lastly, Brendan, what inspired you to enter politics?
Basically, I'm sitting there on the cabinet making a trade and watching my work, particularly so much more imported kitchens and things like that. And this being allowed is ruining Australian jobs. And I didn't want to see that. I've got four children. I want my four children to be growing up in Australia where they can be confident of getting a job when they get to that age. And I'm sure most people around the place want that security. They know their kids are going to be able to grow up and